This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
No, I'm in career best.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm in career worst.
Oh, no,
what the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good.
This show's in dominant form.
Yes.
Everyone's listening.
Rating.
Doesn't matter where they are. Rating through the roof.
Yep.
A time spent listening, extraordinary.
TSL.
TSL.
DSL.
And Hume. Cash coming in from advertisers everywhere. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Big names.
Who?
I want you to run them down for me. We've got some V8 supercar drivers in the back half.
We have. Brock and Will.
Brock Feeney and Will Brown.
Yes.
And at the top, we're about to welcome a superstar in.
Melee. Yedovnak. Shit, I hope he's not eating.
It was close.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
Because when we prepped this interview earlier on in the day,
yes,
you called him Mile.
No, well, I was only joking.
Were you?
Yeah, over the 1,600 metres. But he's a very good player.
No,
captain
superstar.
Of the Socceroos and now with Ange yes, over there in the
Postecoglou.
Tottenham Hotspur.
And they are coming to Melbourne. It's going to be superb.
Exactly.
All right. And then I see Topics Brownless. I don't know why we'd go down this path. It's been Topics Brayshaw and it's been in dominant, completely dominant, actually, full book form.
It's been good, actually.
All right, so have you got something?
Yes.
All right, don't go with
it
just yet.
And,
Guernsey cash 10 grand.
1-3-3-5-3.
And I see Hose Mary getting involved in the show later on as well. I'm looking forward to that as well. And then the joke, I've got a real bad feeling about.
I think
like
it'll
a horrible feeling.
How would you have that?
Because
already?
I just sometimes get a premonition and I'm never wrong.
A premonition?
Yes.
Well, you might be wrong, my friend.
I doubt it. Hello to you, old black shirt.
Thank you. Oh, what are they called there? They sent them to me. They're quite nice.
I can't really see that from there. Hang on.
Yeah, come across.
He's got a new T-shirt. Is that what it is?
They sent me through a couple. They didn't like the T-shirts I was wearing.
Right.
Perla or something. What's it called?
What is it called?
Perhaps.
Gazman.
Oh, Gazman.
Well, they're not
sponsored. Perla. Perla it is.
Perla.
You get 25% off every time you wander in there.
Yeah.
4X.
No, it's not 4. You idiot, Brabs.
But it'll be a triple H.
It is a triple
H. Yucky day.
Just
windy,
sticky, but not
sticky,
too bad.
Hot.
Bill, I'm taking this over bloody June, July.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. But it's just wind too.
All right.
I don't like the wind. Hello, Rabbits. And they've lost one of their strikers or wingers.
Yes.
In Jefferson
Farfan. Farfan.
Farfan. You played with him. You should know his name.
Oh, Archie, come on, Arch.
Two great minds coming together.
Farfan. Where is Archie? We need to get him back on for a laugh.
He's still working on TV.
I know.
In the A-League.
Bloody oath he is.
Yeah.
Kicked five goals in a final.
Five or six in a grand final.
Yeah, five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, six maybe. I don't know.
No, it wasn't six. It was five.
Five. Mm. All right, then. Time now for rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time now for rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
That's a bloody good deal, that. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power for Toyo passenger and SUV tyres.
Yep, brilliant.
SUV tyres.
Selected
big.
Range.
That's good. Well done. Well done, Tyre Power. Jim, you heard it yesterday. Tassie, the AFL's Tasmanian team officially announced the name and the jumper. Do
Devils,
you like the jumper, by
I like
the
jumper.
Bit of red on it.
I like it. They're traditional Tasmanian colours. Some people would say it's hard to make green work as a rule. Mm-hmm. Like Fremantle found that green, purple, and red they had to change things up
exactly,
a touch. But it is what that state has always looked like. So therefore, for me, good.
A traditional. Mm. That's what it is. I caught up with Nick Riewoldt.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he flew in for it yesterday. So I went down there last night to Tassie.
Righto.
Caught up with him. I said, "What are your thoughts on the new Tassie Devils side?"
I thought it hit the mark. Absolutely perfectly. I think the logo, the devil is awesome. I think it's going to resonate with young fans of the game. It looks fierce. It's obviously an iconic Tasmanian animal. So I think that's all going to play really well. I've heard a little bit of criticism about the jumper, which I just can't wrap my head around, to be honest, because it's the traditional Tassie football jumper. So I think Robbo was one in particular that said he wanted more, he wanted it to be more dynamic. Does that, like, it's the Tassie jumper. Does that mean we want Richmond to go out and be more dynamic with their jumper now moving forward? I mean, all of the traditional footy jumpers that have stood the test of time, they are that way for a reason, and that's the history associated with them, and the Tassie jumper is exactly the same.
You can hear Bill catch up with Rui, more realistically, Joey and Rui on the Footy Talk.
In fact, they're not going to play for 4.5 years.
No, that's
so
right.
So let's see what jumper they actually present with when it comes time, you know, whips start cracking. But I like it.
Yep.
I like how they did it.
They've sold 80,000 foundation memberships already,
$10
each.
Well, it's all right. They're getting everyone involved.
I would have put it up to 20 or 50 or something, Jim. But anyway, 80,000. No club song yet and no CEO. Mm. And you know who the favourite there is.
Yes.
Benny Gale.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I think everyone speculated on that because it's
I haven't
Tassie
heard
boy.
It. Haven't heard it here.
Blair. Very, very smart operator.
Richmond won't want to lose him.
Well, he's been there a long time, so all he right. might be wanting a repotting, as all they right. say.
And well done to Warner Brothers, too, who were having a bit of a dispute with the Tassie Devils because of the Tassie Devil. Warner Brothers, did you hear about Disney, Jim?
Yeah, but what's the dispute over?
Well, they said you can't use the name because that's our name. Warner
How's
Brothers
their
said
name?
That. Well, they didn't know that the Tasmanian Devil was an actual animal,
yes.
and obviously from Tassie. So they sorted it out, which I like that. Well, they didn't know that.
If it's called the Tasmanian Devil, I reckon there's a fair chance it's from Tasmania.
They did not know it was an actual animal, so they sorted it
they
out.
Would have, like, they would have to know that.
I'm telling you, Warner Brothers, they sit in their big offices in New York or wherever, they had no idea it was actual
it's California.
Animal. Well, wherever it is, same thing. What about poor old Coxie? Brendan Cox over there for Freo.
Yes.
Hammy out for 12 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it looked a bad one.
Ripped
it?
The bone it off did. It.
Ripped the bone off it.
Off the
it
muscle.
It looked a bad one, Fat.
He did. Surgery,
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
And Oscar McDonald, he's out for the year.
I feel for him.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was a really good acquisition, actually.
Well, first game.
Yeah, I know. And he's a really good boy.
Mm.
Porterhouse, as they call him.
Porterhouse.
Yeah, that's he's a really, really good fella. And I thought when they picked him up, that was a good decision.
Yes.
He had attributes they need. And I thought, good, he's going to get a good run at now, Oscar. So I feel for him.
Still on nice match payment.
Oh, no, Bill, but you just... Hawthorne, he wants to play, doesn't he?
I know, he does. I feel sorry. Hawthorne have challenged the one-match ban offered to Captain James Sicily for kicking Andrew McGrath. It wasn't a kick. It was more of a trip, I reckon. 5 o'clock tonight, right so up. That's on in 49 minutes. The Western Bulldogs have accepted the one-match ban offered to James Harms, old Chompers. You know what he did? He headbutted Stephen May. Did you see it? Old Chompers.
I wouldn't be doing that if I'm Chompers.
No, not Stephen.
Not Stevie.
Especially, lucky he didn't get him with his teeth. That would have hurt. Some AFL milestones. We like this.
Yes.
Travis Boak. 350 games.
Superstar.
Well done, Boakie. That is a great effort.
Incredible player.
350.
Yep.
Kenneth Hinkley, 250 coached. He also played 132, played 11 games with Fitzroy.
I didn't know that.
And 121 with the Cats.
Cats.
382 in total. Well done, Ken.
Well, why is that a milestone?
I don't know.
Well, it's 250 coached this weekend. That's a milestone.
Yeah.
Brandon Ellis, 250. It's a good effort, Jim.
Premiership Tiger.
Seb Ross, 200. Tom Stewart, 150. And Jake Kelly. 150.
Tom Stewart, 150, and the fastest ever player to 5 All-Australians.
Fair dinkum.
Ever.
And nearly be the best 150 you would see, too. Oh, hang on. Sheffield Shield.
Oh, yes.
Bo Webster has been announced as the best player of the 23-24 Sheffield Shield season.
Mm-hmm.
914 runs, Jim, for the year.
Mm.
That's a good effort. You were complaining that no one was making runs. Average, 65
that's
for the
good.
Year.
Well done.
And took 26 wickets.
Yes, that's a bloody good season.
And the Sheffield Shield final between Tassie and Western Australia
Wacker.
Starts Thursday at the Wacker.
Oh, I look forward to that.
We look forward to that.
All right. Big guest coming in there, Rabbit. So let's clear some space.
It's announced that Tottenham Hotspur are coming to town in May. One of their assistant coaches and former Socceroos captain, Milay
Jedinak.
That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm always in a hurry.
To do what?
To get wherever I've got to go.
Tottenham Hotspur are coming to town Wednesday the 22nd of May, and we're joined by former Socceroos captain and current assistant at Tottenham Hotspur, Milay Jedinak.
Our next guest must not feel pressure because he never missed a single penalty in his entire career.
Jedinak keeps his goal! Jedinak absolutely certain before he took it.
Please welcome former captain and three-time World Cup goalscorer for the Socceroos, Mile Jedinak.
It's like a professional golfer never missing a 10-footer. It's a ridiculous record.
Is that true?
Thanks for the intro, guys. Yeah, it actually is true, believe it or not.
Wow. You just missed a cool as a cucumber, went back.
Yeah, I was never fazed in those situations, to be honest. I get asked about it quite a bit. But, yeah, I used to love it. You miss the moments, actually, now that you've sort of stopped and on the other side of it, as they say. But, yeah, absolutely loved it.
So, I kicked a goal after the siren.
Shut up, Bill.
70
metres. I want to dive into the science of this a little bit with the master. So did you change your technique, like your spots, or did you have a spot that you'd regularly go to?
I think my preferred side would have been if I was to shoot across myself to the left. I used to do that quite regularly, but anywhere really. Like I said, by the time you start getting regular sort of goals, you know that the goalkeepers are going to study you. And
yeah, right.
It's more if you do see a move at the end, but I was always that, like, pick your spot and make sure if he does go the right way, hit it hard enough or accurate enough that it goes in.
So one of your roles with Tottenham is this exact skill. So what do you teach people who aren't as good at it as you were?
Listen, everyone's going to have their own sequence. I think if, I'm working with elite level performers and they all have their own routines. Again, I had mine. That worked for me. Other players have got their own. If they need any pointers on any of that, I'm there to provide any support. But they're doing well. We haven't had too many penalties this year, to be honest, so we haven't had to utilise it.
What's it like over there in the big, big league? You're there, assistant, coach over there. Just like on a match day, how big is it?
Yeah, it's pretty full on. Obviously, you know how much coverage we get over there, and on a match day, it is pretty hectic. But again, being coaches and we're there to sort of calm the players down and get them ready for what lies ahead.
And such a storied franchise to your club, isn't it, Tottenham? When I was a kid playing cricket in England, they had Chris Waddle and Glenn Hoddle, and
Waddle
in the same team. And they used to both have the mullets, and they were huge, White Hart Lane, and so they've always been a massive club. And now we've got our man Ange. We're going to get to him in just a second. But there's a big sort of following behind a club that size.
Yeah, there is. I think we experienced it a little. I've been fortunate enough to experience it already over here in Perth when we came for preseason. Mm. We had a open training session and we had 6,000 there, and it was just like, wow. Mm. And then we had the game, and even that, you're like, wow, this is huge. Everywhere we've went so far, there's a big following. We've got, 11 supporters, fan supporters clubs here, and two are based in Melbourne. And
11 in Australia.
11 in Australia, yeah. And it's a big deal.
It is.
And we expect that to be the same way when we get here on, in May.
We'll talk about that in the second break. We're just teasing that.
Yeah, so we are.
People listening. It's called Time Spent Listening, nice. TSL Millet. Hey, do you get caught up with the Matildas and the World Cup, and were you watching them like everyone else in Australia?
Yeah, I think, everyone that's a football fan, particularly coming from Australia, would have been watching or having an eye on it. I was no different.
Great.
Seeing it, speaking to people back here and how they got involved and how they got immersed in it, to be honest, it was lovely to see.
And every game since, it's been a full house everywhere they go, which is just great for Australian soccer.
It is. It is, and hopefully may that continue. And like I said, there's the Matildas, and then obviously there's the local competition, the A-League Women's as well, which, they would like to support. They would obviously like to see supported as well.
Mile Jedinak, we're chatting to, of course, one of the Tottenham coaches and a former star of the game himself. You played at Crystal Palace and Aston Villa, so you had your own experience playing at the very top level in England. But you talked about some of the talent that you get to work with every week. The Korean superstar Son.
Oh yeah,
what a ridiculous talent that bloke is! Like, it's when you watch the highlights, some of the stuff he does is just ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think obviously with that, there's obviously a fantastic footballer, but there's a fantastic human being there as well, and someone who's taken the role of captain. Obviously, Ange and the staff gave him that responsibility this year, and he's taken it to his own level, and it's been brilliant to see.
Is he the hardest trainer?
He's someone that if you're a young player coming in and you want to observe, or if you're not a young player and if you're just an observer, to come and watch someone's behaviours regularly in training, you'd watch him and you'd go, right, this is the guy you need to watch.
It's a funny thing that the best players are normally always the hardest trainers. Yeah. The hardest trainers.
What about the limits? When you've got that blissful talent and you're trying to, and you're coaching him, is it just like, well, whatever you see, do it? Or do you have to still get him to toe the line a bit?
I think it's there's obviously, particularly when you're playing in the front half of the pitch, there always is that element of freedom and expressing yourself, as they say. But with that, there is sometimes that the players need support, and that's what we're there to do, is to support them and try and give them any help, I don't call it help, any pointers, any advice on what they might need to prepare coming for the next game and the next period.
All right, you train with them. You actually train with them.
You get out there on the track.
I get involved every now and then. I wouldn't say I'd probably last 5 minutes nowadays, but in saying that, like, again, whatever they need, I'm sort of around it. If I need to be the spare body, then so be it.
Do you just remind them every now and then of what they're dealing with? Just say, listen, just if you want to just see it done properly, keep your eyes open. You give it any of that?
It's not quite like that, but yeah, listen, I do a lot of stuff with the defensive stuff, and even if it's just like crossing balls and that, I need to put in a few sometimes. That makes it a little bit more realistic for them to deal with, you know?
Take them down to the penalty box and just put the ball there on the dot.
I haven't done that yet, so we'll see. It's coming. Slowly.
Has it missed one?
No, exactly right. A little break.
Did you see my goal after that?
No, he didn't give us.
He doesn't know who you are.
No idea who you are, Fat.
Yes, he does.
We're getting next to the master, our man, Big Ange.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not a particularly sophisticated show.
Former Socceroos captain and current assistant at Tottenham Hotspur, Mile Jedinak, has stuck around because Tottenham is coming to town Wednesday, the 22nd of May. They are playing Newcastle United at the MCG. Tickets from just $59. They're on sale next Thursday, 12 p.m. You can grab the waitlist at tegsport.com.au.
I love it. Now, let's get to Ange, our man. We loved him when he was, of course, the national coach.
Yeah, we did.
Then he went to Celtic and just won every bloody thing for
our... And they didn't like him there, didn't want him there.
And then he just turned the whole joint on its head.
Exactly.
Now he's gone to Tottenham and the place is flying. But what I love, Mile, is when he gets in front of the journos.
Yes.
And this, I'm just going to play you something that we enjoyed on the Rush Hour. Have a listen.
Do you ever picture yourself lifting trophies? General question.
I've got real pictures, mate. There's quite a few of them, mate.
Right.
No, I just look at the ones I've got, mate.
That's the thing. He's very unique, where he's loved by the media, loved by the players, loved nearly by the opposition, and loved by the supporters, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's done fantastic. And I think what you see is what you get. We've supported Ange. I've obviously played under him and now working under him. But, you know, what you see is what you get. I think it's genuine. It's from the heart. And it resonates. It resonates with people. It resonates with everybody. And that's it's refreshing to see.
We love smart-ass Poms getting set on their ass.
Well, they think they're
that's
smart.
That's what we enjoy.
We love that, exactly. But
tell us about his handling of players, because he gets the best out of them. They all play their best soccer under him, or football, as you say. Why? How does he do that?
I think, he's very consistent with his approach. And that's a big thing, I think, in any sport. If you can have that consistency as a staff and as a manager or a member of staff, it helps. It helps settle the players. It helps motivate the players when they need it. And you gain that, you know, that respect. And you also need to allow the players to grow within that environment. You know, if you're constantly screaming and shouting at them, that doesn't always work. And again, each to their own. But, you know, our approach has been, we're there to provide support for the players and hopefully help this group grow, create the environment to make it something that's hopefully going to get us to where we want to try and get to and you know, be successful at the football club.
Will this be a good side that you bring over for the MCG game on Wednesday the 22nd of May?
100%. Yep. Yeah, it'll be a full complement of players.
Yep.
Which, again, at the end of season, it can always be tricky, and there are major tournaments. However, I believe the window for that is not open, so you know, we'll have our full list.
First time Ange has been back with the team, obviously, in Melbourne.
Heroes, welcome to for Ange.
Might have a ticket tape parade.
They might even have one of them.
Yeah.
Mille, can I ask you about your own playing days? And I should know the answer to this, so correct me if this is not the case, but did you play much against David Beckham?
No, I didn't play against David Beckham. Never had the I never had the opportunity to play against him.
So he had left.
He had
the
left
Premier
to
League
go
before
to,
you came.
Yeah, he had left. He had left. I got there. I think I played in the first Premier League game for me was 2013. So yeah, he had already. I think he was long gone.
So those big boys of that at that level, I get the feeling we can't understand in Australia the hero worship and the following that they have
in
the United Kingdom. Well, the money, certainly, but also just they can't go anywhere. Can't go to a bar, can't go to a restaurant. Like, it's at another level.
Yeah, it is at another level. Obviously, the size of the population, and I think just how people are in tune to their football and how much they adore, you know, the supporters are, how fanatical they are, and they want to know what's going on with people, and part of that means sometimes wanting to know every single bit of detail, and it's the way it is. Unfortunately, it's not always, you know, it's not always for everyone's best interest from a playing perspective. But however, people are aware of it, and they can you know, they deal with it.
So how do you go with that as a club? Like, you talk to the IPL franchises in the cricket in India, and they say logistically it's a nightmare because everywhere you go there are literally thousands of people stopping your bus from getting through, and you know, crowding
into
the lobbies.
A drink, or?
It's probably a little bit more coordinated than that. To be honest, I think you know, the team, because they've been dealing with it for a long time, they've had this sort of, they're well aware of it. I think we're pretty organised to sort of help support in any which way the players if they need to, and anyone else for that matter.
Who's your favourite old Socceroo teammate? Harry or Robbie Slater?
Well, I didn't have Robbie Slater. I had Harry. I did have Harry.
Not right, Robbie.
I did have Harry.
All right, who else?
I didn't have Robbie. Who's
Viduka?
I didn't have Dukes. I missed Dukes, to be honest. I would have liked to have Dukes. That would have been a nice one.
Boz?
Oh, Boz is mad.
Boz I had at Central Coast, to be honest. I didn't mind Boz.
Yeah. We like him.
He was good value. Yeah.
Liked a good time.
Yeah, he was good.
Aloisi.
I had Aloisi as well. I played with John I didn't play with him at the national team, but I had him for Central Coast as well. He was brilliant as well.
Speaking of the penalty, the greatest ever.
Well, there you go.
That's it. He didn't even need your help.
No.
I like it. Hey, Bill, we can't wait.
Hang on, I've got some questions for him.
Come on, some hard hitting ones.
What's a Hotspur? Milo? Oh, you don't know.
Spurs.
Oh, he doesn't know. Got him.
It's a Hotspur.
What is a Hotspur?
That's it there. He's pointing to the logo, Fat.
Well, he doesn't know. He's looking around. Good question, Bill.
That's not a great one. The next one.
Nickname? Jedi.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like it, righto?
I guess so. Yeah, I've been called that a few times.
May the force be with you,
Fair
Milo.
Enough. No, don't, Bill.
Four boys,
yep.
All love soccer?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Any other? Cricket or anything? No.
Karate. Yeah, martial arts, one of them.
Are they the end of your hard-hitting questions?
Yeah.
Milo, how do you go in London in the middle of the winter? Because
it's cold.
I've only been there a couple of times that time of year, and it's shit house.
Yeah, believe it or not, I think now that I've been over that part of the world for, 13 years, you get used to it.
Really?
Yeah, I hate admitting it. You boys probably don't understand
You're
it.
You're a Sydney boy.
I know, but yeah, I've
got used to it.
I've managed to get acclimatized to it. Not that I'm proud of that, but yeah, I've gotten used to it.
And the Poms, whinge, they can whinge.
Look at me.
Mate, the cricket, they got beaten 4-1, but they still think they won the series somehow. They can whinge in the cricket.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is. I think I've been there long enough, I'm just immune to it all.
What about the fact that, and we're going to let you go because we know you're busy.
One day
it gets fat.
Yeah.
It gets light at 9:15 and then dark at 3 in the afternoon. You end up with about a 4-hour day, Mille, do anything with.
Yeah, it's not ideal. No. I mean, it's not ideal, but anyway, we make it work.
Now,
we love this story. Cannot wait to get the big boys over here at the MCG. It's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, Tottenham Hotspur, as well as Newcastle United and Arsenal's women's squad, which have an array of Matildas as part of that. Global Football Week. You can join the waitlist now at tegsport.com.au. But tickets go on sale next Thursday, 12 p.m. at Ticketek. Tickets just $59.
No, it's amazing. Good. 80 plus.
Oh, MC. Yeah.
It'll be a huge crowd there. It'll be awesome. Mille, thank you so much for coming along. Can't wait to see you back.
Cheers, gents.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know how bad that was, then.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like it.
Thanks to Ford Ranger, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer, Bill.
Yes, indeed. 133353. Let's connect with the magnificent Rush Hour family.
Yes.
We normally do, you had one job and you stuffed it up.
Yes, right.
But we're going the other way today, Jim.
How's this going to work?
When did you have one job and actually nail it? Because this happened in America, only in America, Jim.
Right.
I saw this on the wires. There was a big commotion at a house. Coppers all around it in their cars. They had their guns out. They're all surrounded this house. And there was a bloke inside, a robber.
A naughty
robber. A tense moment, Jim. Had barricaded himself in the house and he had kids in there and hostages and things like that.
Yes.
Coppers were all around. Oh, it was all happening. Very, very tense. And this is true. Out of nowhere, an Amazon delivery driver walks where all the coppers walks past and drops off his delivery at the front door.
No, well, there's a bloody standoff.
There's a standoff.
What?
Mate, a standoff. All the coppers are out. They got guns pointing and everything. And this Amazon delivery driver walks up and drops his delivery at the front door. So I thought, how good is that?
That is good.
So hence.
Oh, hence.
133353. When did you have one job and actually nail it?
What are we giving away, rabbits?
$200 Neverland store voucher, of course. You already know this. The home of Australian streetwear shop, in-store or online, neverlandstore.com.au.
Oh, I've got an example. All right. Do you want to do it now or later?
No, I'll do it now.
Teasers.
Right.
One job.
We've just seen on news people that are positioned out to do a cross back to the news from a place.
Yes.
First ever showdown.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide won it. I've gone to their after party thing.
Yes.
And I'm had to stand up on a table.
Yep.
To do a cross back to Bruce Abernathy, the sport reader.
On a table.
I'm standing on a table and there's hundreds of people behind. They're all going nuts because Port Adelaide won.
Yep.
As I'm halfway through the cross.
What?
Because I had to have my legs slightly wide because I'm trying to balance on a table.
Pull down your
blokes come up from behind and grab me on the pill bag.
Oh, no.
Mid cross.
Did you go high?
No. I don't know how my voice went, but I got through.
Well done.
Finished.
Wow.
Try doing that on television with a bloke grabbing your nurries.
One job and nailed it.
Nailed it. So
well
there,
done.
There we go. 133353. Ring us now.
Oh,
when did you have one job and nailed it?
Yep.
And the prizes are magnificent.
$200 Neverland store voucher up for grabs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jimmy boy, I went to a bed with an Irish girl once.
You went to a bed.
No, I went to bed.
All right.
With an Irish girl once,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes, yes, yes.
133353. Bill is asking, when have you had one job and absolutely nailed it?
Like the Amazon delivery guy over there, there was a big hold-up, coppers, guns, everything. He just walks up, drops a delivery at the front door and goes.
Yes.
Cops couldn't believe it. So 133353, when have you had one job and nailed it? Robbie Warrigal, what did you do?
I had a cricket grand final on the weekend and I opened the bowling and batted 3. So I had one job to take wickets and make runs, took 5 for 15 and made 43 not out and win.
Oh, man. 5 for 15.
Yeah, and it was man of the match too, Fat.
Oh, well done.
Well, you don't have to look too far through my own past to find out, Rob, that there are some blokes that deliver in finals. That's
well, correct.
And there are some blokes
who
don't.
Or they don't win grannies.
Browns, he hasn't had the best of days.
Well done. 5 for 15.
No, that's a bloody good game.
And then what? How many?
45 not out.
Oh. 43 not out.
I like it, Robbie.
Well done, Robbie.
There. Marco in Bendigo. Hello, Marco.
How are we, lads?
Good, Mark. What have you done, old plumber?
Yeah, I know.
How do you know he's a plumber?
He sounds like one.
Right.
Yeah, nice. I was out on a call out one evening, toilet blockage.
Ooh.
Yes. So I turned up to the site, evaluated the situation. I really needed to go back to the yard and grab the sewer cleaning machine. And I didn't have time for that. I had a date lined up.
Ooh. And?
So I pulled the shirt off my back, wrapped it around my hand, and went furious at bowl and cleared it. Walked out there.
Shirt off his back.
That's almost a brag artist. Isn't it?
Shirt like off it. His back, Jim.
To clear the problem.
I'm not going to ask what it was.
Yeah, righto. Well done, Marco. Stay there. Geez, we get lots of callers from Bendigo. Danny's there.
Danny, boy.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey, man. How's your brother?
Yeah, it's about my brother because, look, I couldn't ring in with a one about myself because I probably do less work than you guys as a collective. So, anyway, my brother many years ago, was working for the Northern Rivers Electricity Commission in New South Wales. Ooh. And he was dropped off early one morning by his supervisor and another bloke. They just dropped my brother off.
Yeah.
And there was 6 tonnes of gravel there around a substation. And they said to me, brother, you got to spread this 6 ton of gravel. And he said, yeah, all right, no worries. So they left him there with the shovel, and they thought they'd come by at 12 o'clock lunchtime to check on him, see how his progress was going, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they get there at lunchtime. This is before mobile phones. They get there at lunchtime. He spread the whole lot.
Wow.
They just wanted to drop in, see if he needed some lunch, you see. So he spread the whole lot. Foreman gets out of the ute, and he says, listen, I should sack you. He says to my brother said, what do you want to sack me for? He said, I've just spread 6 ton of gravel. He said, and it's lunchtime. He said, yeah, that's the problem. He goes, you set the bar too high.
Too high.
What about next time? So I thought that was a ripper.
Oh, good. A ripper. Bloody hell.
6 ton of gravel.
That's good going.
Well done.
That's nice, Dan, man. Stay there. Wayne O in Mount Martha. Hello, Wayne.
Wayne.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, Wayne.
One job and you nailed it.
A bit of document serving on the side. So serving court documents, there's horse papers, all that sort of stuff. Had an elusive client who, no matter how many times people tried to go there, they'd see you come up on the camera and wouldn't answer the door. So had a bit of a genius idea. I thought, well, hang on. I'll go to a local pizza shop, local Pizza Hut. Said to him, can I borrow one of your pizza boxes? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, no worries. And they rock around there with the pizza box, documents inside the pizza box, knock on the door. Hey, guys, how you going? You've won a free pizza. She opened the door, grabbed the free pizza, dropped the documents on the floor, and said, you've been served. See you later.
Oh, good effort. Well done.
That's good.
Because you actually got to serve them.
You got to serve them, Bill.
I got served once.
Yep.
Hello?
No, when I went out for dinner.
Yeah.
True. A bloke came up to me and served me.
Papers.
I thought, what are you doing?
This wasn't the Ashton Martin, was it?
No, that's all done, paid for. Don't worry.
Surprised only happened once.
Yeah.
Given your background. Benny in Rosebud. Hello, Benny.
Benny.
Oh, Adam in Gisborne, sorry.
Boys. Ooh, so,
Benny. Benny, what have you done, Benny?
Oh, mate, my wife asked me to do one job,
yep.
But I got the job done right four times.
Four times?
What was the job?
What was it?
Having kids.
Benny. Batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done.
Four kids.
Yep.
That's it. Well done. Are we going back to Adam?
Yeah, we'll go back to Adam.
Ads.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Good, Ads.
It wasn't a job. It was talking to, like Billy had a siege. He's talking about that siege. Well, my mate was in a siege in Diggers Rest about 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. The coppers had blocked off all the streets and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
He was inside. His cleaner bowled up about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They'd been there for about 8 hours. And he goes, I'm here to clean that house. They're going, no, we've got a siege on that house at the moment. He goes, I can get you into the house. He walked up, lifted a rock up, picked up the spare key, put it in the front door. Here's your mate blind drunk on the couch.
Oh, no way.
And the coppers are all around the house.
Yes, all around the house and all that sort of stuff. They even had a caravan there and all that sort of shit, yeah.
And the cleaner rocks up and gets
the cleaner rocks up and lifts him through the front door and here he's blind drunk on the couch, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's lots of... So you've got one job?
I know.
All right, where are you heading?
Whew, it's a hard one, Jim. The gravel, the shirt off his back.
Yes.
The pizza. I like that, Wayne, at Mount Martha with the pizza and serve.
Serve the documents.
Yeah, we like that one. Well done, Wayne. You have one.
$200 Neverland Store voucher, mate. Home of Australian streetwear, neverlandstore.com.au.
Thanks, guys. That's awesome.
Yes, and Rob from Warragul.
Yeah.
Player of the match in a granny. 43 not out, and Pfeiffer.
15. Michelle Pfeiffer.
What are you going
with
there?
What's wrong with you, Raps? You haven't got any prizes. Got
some look on your face. What are you looking for?
Oh, no, we'll give you a $200 Neverland store voucher as well because they are unbelievable, though. Neverlandstore.com.au. Some terrific threads. We're all getting some.
Bloody oath. Nice. Oh, not bad, Fat.
No, good one.
Yes.
I like that.
I was worried for you.
Why?
But it's sort of, well, I always screen produce... in front of me and there was nothing happening. I thought, oh, this hasn't gone down.
They call me Zoe. You know why? I'm the producer.
Yeah. Okay, so... On that cheery note, here's a bit of Elton John.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Surely there's someone more.
No.
Someone more. Can you have a chat to the Whitney?
Time for Triple M's Guernsey Cash, 10 grand.
10. How do you win it?
Got to get the numbers.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Fred joins us from Caulfield. Hello, Fred.
Freddy.
G'day, boys. I'm feeling pretty confident. I'm good with my numbers and I know my footy. So I reckon I'm going to be the second man to win it and end the competition.
Right, cool. We didn't ask you that. But anyway, are you a soccer coach?
I am a soccer coach. I come from footy background, but I got into soccer coaching when I was 20, and now it's my full-time job.
Hey, Fred.
Yes.
My youngest is called Fred.
Yes, he is.
And he's 16, and he cracked it. When he got old enough to know that he was called Fred, he cracked it because he said, Dad, Fred's a crap name. No one else is called Fred. I'm the only Fred. Mm. And now, Fred, it is everywhere. At kids 10 years or younger, there are hundreds of them.
Yeah, I've noticed that. No, I was the same, but when I got older, I liked it.
Mate, it's an awesome name.
Great name.
He's a DJ, Fred.
Fred again.
There he is.
There he is. Fred again. The boys like that out there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fanny, no,
look at him. Yeah. Loving it. No, it's a cool name. I named my Fred after Freddie Couples.
Did you?
The golfer, who's the coolest man alive. Mm. So I said to Fred, if you live up to be that cool,
yes,
you're a chance.
And you're barrack for the Pies, Fred.
I do. I'm still pretty stoked on the premiership, but I'm not too worried about the 0-2.
So you think you'll bounce back?
Premiership. Yeah, 100%.
So St Kilda this week and then Brisbane at the Gabba the next week.
I think they're too good not to bounce back.
I think just that's a bit off. They're a bit off.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Freddie. Rabsy, tell us how Fred can go about this.
30 seconds on the clock. JB will read out a current or former AFL player. You just tell us their number for the club that they wore. If they wore two numbers or more for that club, we'll accept either answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 right. You will get $10,000. And your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and the club.
Are you ready, Freddie?
I'm ready.
Getty, setty, ready.
All right, here we go. Good luck. Shane Crawford, Hawthorne.
9.
Matthew Scarlett, Geelong.
30.
Caleb Sarong, Fremantle.
Pass.
Gary Ablett, Gold Coast.
5.
Darren Jolly, Sydney.
16.
Jason Blake, St Kilda.
27.
Joel Hamling, Fremantle.
17.
Clay Smith, Western Bulldogs.
33.
Jed Adcock, Brisbane.
7.
Jake Kelly, Essendon.
Ooh.
Oh, 10.
Oh, righto. Didn't quite get you to the end.
Started all right. Crawford and Scarlett. Sarong, number 3.
Number 3.
Just had 46 on the weekend, Fred.
Oh, no, I can't believe I didn't get that one.
Gary Ablett wore 9 at the Gold Coast, not 5. Jolly right. No. Blake was a good get. Yes, Jason Blake.
27.
Hambling wore 21, not 17. Clay Smith, 14 he walked.
Yep.
4 or 5 in the prelim. No, remember that?
Unbelievable. And if he walked into this office now, you would have no idea. And that grand final year, he was unbelievable.
Boxing now, I reckon. And then, well done, Adcock was 7. You're spot on there. And Jake Kelly wears 29 at the Bombers, mate.
Geez, you were close, Freddie.
We started all right. He was good, but then dropped off. Frederick?
Thanks for the go, boys. I appreciate it.
Don't worry, man. There's something you can take home. What's Freddie? Rabs, don't look at us like that. All right? This is your time to shine.
We've been very generous, and I don't... I don't know what we've got.
We've got something for Freddie.
You know what? We'll give him a Rush Hour T-shirt because you're obviously a big fan of the show. Thanks to our mates at the Carlton Draft.
That's it.
DRAFT or TCDTs.com.
There's a prize pack. We'll add to the T-shirt and give him some stuff.
Socks.
All right, Fred.
It's not Oprah. We can't just give everyone a prize.
The sticker needs a lift.
A sticker. Triple M Rocks Caulfield.
We'll get a prize pack from Triple M for you, Fred.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't believe that. That's poor radio.
No, very poor.
Poor radio.
The Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix is this weekend, but the F1s aren't the only ones rolling around the track. The supercars will be there as well, and we're joined by a couple of young stars, Will Brown and Brock Feeney.
Our next guests are two of supercars' brightest young talents, and they've started 2024 by winning both of the opening races.
Checkered flag, job done. People at pole racing for Brock Feeney. And today, Will Brown gets the job done for his first win of the season.
Looking to continue that form this weekend at Albert Park, please welcome from 888 Racing, Brock Feeney and Will Brown.
So, fact.
That's a good effort.
When you watch Top Gun,
yes,
and the fighter pilots swagger out onto the flight deck,
yes,
that's what these two look like. Have a look at them.
Well, they look
real
like
happiness with them, their own setups.
They're kids. They look like, Jim. Hey, boys, you're very young. How old are you, Will?
I'm 25.
And Brock?
21.
Is there an age limit on V8s, older and young?
No, I don't think so.
Good question, Bill.
Yeah, great. No, that is a good question. That made me think about that one.
If you're 16 or 17. Well, you've got to hold a license, I
believe it's about 16.
Right. Yep. And old, if you're too old for it?
No. You've got to pass a medical test.
Although, now it's not, it's James Brock, Courtney's, but we call him Bifeen.
Bifeen.
Bifeen. Yeah, because that's how he rolls.
He does.
Now, speaking of old,
Bifeen.
He just booted out the legend Jamie Wincup. Oh, he's got rid of him.
Harsh time.
You can't do that.
You can't kick Jamie. It's just one of the all-time greats.
He stepped aside for me.
He stepped aside.
He did. He actually still co-drives with me at Bathurst, which is pretty special for me.
And Will, you kicked out Shane Van Gisbergen, didn't you?
I think he left and I was just lucky to take the drive. I think that was more it. But no, it was cool to replace him.
Two
when he went
legends of V8 supercars and these young bucks just come in and go, that's whack.
It. Now you got us.
Yeah. A couple of whippersnappers.
Exactly.
Now, Will, you are, among a lot of things, a used car salesman?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Or now you're
building that out? I was still selling cars yesterday morning. I was up there with Mum and Dad.
Where
and,
at?
In Toowoomba, a Cars Galore we own. So, yeah, still sell used cars.
What sort? An AMG, something with a bit of grunt, or just your bog standard Nissan Patrol?
Four-wheel drive.
LDVs, Photons. No, I'm only joking. No, anything and everything from Toyotas the whole way through, just anything from zero to sort of 100 grand, just the normal everyday
and
cars.
Punters rolling in to buy a car, do they realise it's a V8 supercar driver that's selling them a car?
I'm probably getting it a bit more lately, every now and then. But, I haven't sold too many cars because of that reason. But, getting it a bit more.
So if I went up to Toowoomba, where would I go? What would I do? Not a lot there.
No, I wouldn't say there's heaps to do there. You know, you can come check out the car yard.
Yeah, right, I'll go to the car yard. And then what? Is there a river or a lake or what?
No, there's literally nothing.
Nothing
there.
a big strawberry or something?
We got the... What is it? The Garden City? They do the flowers there. That's about all we've got.
That's it in Toowoomba.
That's it.
That's interesting.
Not much there.
And
I'm not flies. Well.
No, you're a pilot, of course. Licensed pilot.
A licensed pilot.
But I've always wondered about this bloody wording, right? A licensed fixed wing pilot. I would hope the wings would be fixed on a plane before you take off.
What does
off
that mean?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm licensed as well. I'm not sure. But fixed wing, it means that you're not fixed wing instead of helicopter. But I do a lot of flying and really enjoy it. Do some aerobatics and that sort of stuff as well.
Fair dinkum.
Mm. Yeah. Try to think of Matt Hall.
Wow, wee.
Matt Hall. Yeah. You know, Hall. Now, Brocky boy, do you still live at home with your parents?
I do still live at home with my parents, which is very lovely.
Well, I know. Any good? Because someone told me you got no game with the ladies.
Well, they're not wrong.
Who's that?
Davey Reynolds.
Davey Reynolds talks a lot of rubbish.
Do you pay rent?
I don't pay rent.
Oh.
I'm very lucky. And what gets even better
is
my grandmother lives the house across the street. Oh. So, you know, we get to rotate dinner throughout the week, which is good.
You should be fed well.
I'm fed very well.
What do you eat? Because silly Davey's on that meat diet. What are you on?
Yeah, we're not strictly on that diet. A couple of roasts towards the end of the week. Bit of steak.
Yeah.
I know, a bit of pasta. Mum's Italian, so we have a bit of, you know, Italian food every now and again.
So race day, before race day, because footballers, they used to eat the pasta, or Kevin Bartlett used to have the fish and chips. Do you load up on anything or no?
Normally probably just some rice and chicken or something like that. Yeah. Try and get something good into your system. But yeah, I'm not waking up having a steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner like Davey.
Imagine
but
that.
I wouldn't mind one at dinner.
A race day, you have a steak. Then you're driving around, you go, oh, geez, might have to get rid of this.
I'm not sure that's what they're focusing on in race.
What do you have race day? What would you eat? And plenty of water.
I'm real basic. I'll just have a bacon and egg roll in the morning with a coffee. And lunch, I don't even know.
10 Red Bulls.
Red Bulls. Ham and cheese sandwich for lunch and just a steak for dinner.
Right.
I'm pretty basic with it all.
Now the Camaros, good-looking car, by the way. When we see the road cars, don't see many on the road. I reckon they look superb. What are they like to race in?
Yeah, it's awesome. They've been great to race in. Obviously, we both had a good start last year competing in them, and then starting off this year, it's been fantastic. But yeah, they look mega.
They do. How hard is it to change cars? Like if you'd driven a Mustang prior to that, are they completely different? You have to start again?
Yeah, from 2022 to 23 was the big change. So we went from the car of the future to the Gen 3, which is a Holden to a Chevrolet pretty much. That was a big change for the sport. And there were so many little things, like you couldn't really see very well out of the new cars. The window line's very high. Yeah. It's a lot smaller inside. So for us drivers, it was quite challenging going straight to street circuits and that. But now it's normal for us. So it's different, but you get used to it pretty quick.
We got a mate who drives one. He had a midlife crisis.
He did.
And he went and bought one.
Yeah,
he gave me a lift in it.
And
you couldn't see out of it. I agree. The window sits at about your eye line. You can't see a bloody thing. He can't see. You've got four eyes anyway.
Damo. The Camaros were winning everything, and the Mustangs have come back a bit. Is that right? Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, so they went to America at the end of last year with both the cars to put them in a wind tunnel. So pretty much they get some data and that to check out how the cars react at speed. So supercars spent a lot of money doing that, make sure the cars are even. And it's been pretty close so far this year.
We'll talk Aussie Grand Prix next, and also how you get to be a V8 supercar driver. What's the journey?
I tell you, Jim, go karting.
Well, we're not asking you. I'm asking you two blokes that do it.
Because I used to do go-karting and I grew out of them.
More with Will Brown and Brock Feeney next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Dilza's down in Geelong. Hello, Dilza.
How you going, boys?
What are you going on?
Not much.
What are you going on?
A couple of young gun supercar drivers have stuck around, Will Brown and Brock Feeney.
Well, Bathurst round one last week, boys. Or 2 weeks ago. A
few weeks ago now.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and
B Fiend, shush. Anyway. Brocky wins the first race.
Yes.
Will wins the second race. How good is this, Jim?
Unbelievable.
That's a good effort. Gee, the team would be happy with it. You get a little bonus.
The team does. Yeah, it's a good little incentive. The team was pretty stoked with that. Come out and win the first two races. That's
fantastic. You love Bathurst? Is that the be-all and end-all?
Bathurst is the be-all and I think we got probably, I think it's the world's best track, but... Yep. Even when the Europeans come out, they go, this is one of the best tracks in the world, and it's in our backyard, so pretty special.
I walked it once. It's steep. You wouldn't believe how steep it is there, the hills
you
and
You walked
things.
Bathurst.
Yeah, it's a hard walk.
Bill, you can't walk to your car. B-Fiend,
a couple of years ago.
You won age 20 in Adelaide.
Yep.
That is bloody good going. It wouldn't be many 20-year-olds winning a V8 supercar race.
Yeah, it was pretty special. It was the last race of the season. It was the last ever race for Holden. And I got my first win there, which was pretty special. I felt like a rock star for one day in my life. So that was pretty cool.
You ended up with a massive, great, big, oversized trophy that you take home to mum and dad's joint?
Yeah, and I sort of broke it. It's still sitting in our lounge room with a big dint in the side of it and one of the handles missing. But, a couple of good stories.
And Will, your nickname's Swill.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing better than that, old Swill.
Used to like having a bit of fun back in my day. I've tamed down a bit.
Oh, like frothies, swilling. Yeah.
How do you go from Toowoomba grammar to being a V8 supercar driver? So young people listening out there who love and want to be a race car driver, how the hell do you do that?
Yeah, it wasn't planned. Let's put it that way. I was always playing rugby, footy. That was a big thing in Toowoomba, small country town. I got an injury when I was 12 and I couldn't play that year. And a friend was racing go-karts. I said to mum and dad, let's get into that. So I begged and pleaded and got into that and pretty much haven't looked back from there. I started just doing some test days and a bit more racing to I think me and Dad did like 42 race weekends one year. It was out of control. 42. Yeah. So I didn't even go to school nearly. So you'll probably notice that. Just kept growing from there and winning races. And then you look at the next thing. What can I do next? Or can I go into cars? And then from there, you know, where does it go? But never thought I'd be sitting here, you know, driving for Red Bull. It wasn't something. I think I watched my first Bathurst probably fall in like 2015 and I raced in 2018. Yeah, so, it just was a fast progression really for me.
Born in 98, Jim. It's unbelievable. I know, it is. 1998.
What about you, Beefeen?
Yeah.
Well, when am I born or how did I get into it?
You're born in 2002.
Yeah. Ridiculous. My dad used to race motorbikes back in the day.
Okay.
He was in the business. Yeah, he did. So, I grew up on dirt bikes when I was about three, for about 10 years sort of thing. And got into go-karts at about 9 years old. And as Will said, once you get into it, you get hooked pretty quickly and you set a big goal and you go and have some fun. And eventually it's turned out to be a career.
So are you blown away by what Oscar Piastri's done to be his age and to be driving an F1 car and doing it as well as he is? It appears to me to be freaky, but I don't understand the landscape.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like we both, did you race him at all?
Yeah, I raced him. He actually punted me off one time at Lismore and I'm like, that's pretty cool. Oscar Piastri punted me off now. I'm like, how good's that? So, it's cool what he's done to win each year. He goes into, you know, F3, F2, and then to step up to F1. And I think, you know, to replace Daniel Ricciardo and then do the job he's done over the last year and a bit, it's pretty cool to see.
So the Grand Prix's here, but the V8's here. Tell us, you were saying you've got no pit lane this week.
Yeah, we've been stitched up.
What happened there? So what, you got to go around the back or something?
Well, yeah, that's right. We just got to file into the pit. No, but the F2s, obviously, with them coming out in the Formula 3s, they've sort of put them in our place and shuffled us back a little bit. So we don't have a pit lane this week. So there's no pit stops in the race. So it's just lights to flag now.
And how many laps?
19 laps the first two, and then we drop back to 14.
And does that annoy you? Is that not a proper race, does it feel like, to you, blokes?
It's a weird one for us because we're always doing pit stops and we've actually got a time slot here. So we do 19 laps. If we get a safety car, we'll probably do a shorter race distance. So it's just different for us this weekend. And we might go have a fight with a couple of the Formula 2 guys and kick them out of pit lane. But it's a little bit different for us this weekend.
What about the poor bloke that changed the wheels? He does nothing this week. Who's the bloke at the front that just stops? You got to stop there for him. Oh, that's the Grand Prix, isn't it? The F1s. Don't worry. Do you have your own caravans?
No.
We got trucks. We travel in and we've got our little driver's room in the front. So it's pretty snazzy
don't
for us.
Stay there. Don't sleep there.
No, we don't sleep in there. A couple of naps here and there.
And what about with the Red Bull affiliation? Do you get to wander into old Maxi Verstappen and have a chat to him?
We're just talking about that. We're hoping so this weekend. There's nothing booked in yet for us, but we're hoping to get up there. It'd be cool, you know, especially for me. I think Brock's been up there and met him. Yeah. Previously, but obviously with me just joining the team, I'd love to go out there and check it out.
That would be cool. Is he a good fella?
Yeah, they're real good lads. Shane, my old teammate, was actually was good mates with Max, so they got along very well. But amazing to go and see. We've been into the garage before. They're just normal guys. You know, we all, you know, it's the same with everything. You always idolize them and you meet them and they're just such cool, calm guys that are very fast in a race car.
Have you sat in one?
No. We did a swap. So Sergio Perez, Max's teammate, drove one of my supercars a couple of years ago. So I asked him, so does this work both ways? Yeah. He said, yeah, but still hasn't happened. So hopefully one day.
Are they so customized you'd have to get a generic seat in there or something?
Yeah. Right. So it's the same with us. We run an insert into a seat.
Right.
But those are so finicky and it's obviously they're tiny, those guys. They're all real small. Super skinny, super light. So for us, we would fit in, but it would be a bit of a tight squeeze.
All right, you two. Bloody nice meeting these.
Oh, good boys. AFL, NRL.
NRL.
Yeah. Who do we follow?
Broncos.
Will? Yeah, Broncos.
The Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Broncos now. Should have won it last year.
Should have.
And you got beaten.
Hey, good luck on the weekend. Great meeting you both.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plenty's wrong with us. That's why we keep rating.
Bill's joke is coming up. By the way, if you have a joke for Bill to tell, head to the Triple M website and give us a joke, and the best entries will be read out, and you can win tickets to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 27 to April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
Thank you, Rabs. I do need that.
Yes.
And thanks to the Ford Ranger, by
absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely.
You know Joel Selwood, we do the talking for
I know
you.
That's Joel,
on the,
yeah.
I, well, of course, but yeah. when he rolls into Channel yeah. 7, yeah. he's got the Wild Track.
Oh.
She's a good-looking chariot.
Yeah, it is a good-looking.
They're a proper car, these things. And they're Australia's number one selling vehicle, Rabbits.
Well, they are. The Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle, Jimmy Boy, into an essential part of Aussie life, catering for tradies, families, office workers, and adventure seekers. And
built for tough DNA, the Australian designed and engineered Ranger is renowned for its blend of capability, performance, and innovative technology. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Spot on, Jimmy Boy. Just some news coming
there
in. Tim Zhu has a new opponent for his big fight in Vegas coming up.
Of course, the undercard featuring our man.
Pretty Boy.
The Pretty Boy.
Exactly. He's in the undercard, spot on. Zhu was to he was going to fight American Keith Uma Thurman.
Yes.
And he's
Uma Thurman.
That's his name, Uma, a nickname.
Actually,
his nickname.
No, it's not.
His nickname is Uma.
No, yeah. it's not.
Anyway, a bicep injury has kept him out of that. So he's going to fight this bloke called the Towering Inferno.
Oh,
Tim, he's 198 centimetres right. tall, 198, and he's 67 kilos.
67 kilos.
That's a beanpole.
That's
a beanpole.
That's a tiny big man.
He's had 22 fights for 20 wins, by the way, the old Towering
Inferno. He's got
some good reach. He got some good reach.
I need to get Rosie Walton involved. I'm having some after-hours issues.
Are you?
I know. Not what you think.
Talk to Fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I get the feeling that you're gearing up for a double.
A double, I'm going with Jim.
Oh, yeah, right.
Rosie Walton's in the studio.
Superstar
that tattoo
afternoon
she's got,
host.
Jim. What's that tattoo?
What's the thing on my tats?
That's a dragon or something.
It is a dragon.
Rosie's had it for a long time.
I know it's been there as long as
meaningful.
I've known her, actually.
Are you going to get it off or not?
Are you going to get it off?
Well, after the show.
Show's going brilliantly in the afternoons.
Thank you.
Good when music.
Yes.
I like it.
Especially International Women's Day. You were loving that day.
Oh, that's
very good.
Well done.
When are Pearl Jam coming, please?
September.
Oh, nice.
I've got a ticket for you.
Oh, Bill, you've got to go and watch Pearl Jam.
Well,
we're unbelievable.
The Jammers?
We're actually going as a whole team.
Oh, good. I like it.
The whole team.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so people you've never met before.
Oh.
You get to.
What do you mean the Rush Hour team?
No. The other people that you wouldn't know anyone's name out there, Jim. It's going to be your worst nightmare.
You're coming too.
Yeah,
team
Fat will be there.
Marvel Stadium.
Yes, good.
I think I'll probably go the other one.
No.
Now, Hose. No jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Jokes, obviously.
Yeah.
Hose, I need to pick your brain on something. I'm not a great sleeper. And I don't know why. I haven't been for a long time. Bad back, I think, started it, and then it got into my head, and I don't sleep very well.
Oh, okay.
I know, and it really annoys me.
Mm.
But at the moment, what I'm doing, so I get to sleep comfortably enough if I go to sleep at – I'm a night owl. So if I go to sleep at 11:30, let's say, that's fine. I go to sleep pretty quickly.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, midnight, whatever time it is.
What about if you have a drink? Sleep better or not?
Oh, get off to sleep better.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem I've got, Hose, is I wake up like – every night I wake up between 4:30 and 5:00, and then I'm wide awake till 6:30, 7:00.
Nothing worse.
It happens to me. And then when I hit 6:30, 7:00, I go back to sleep like it's the middle of the night till 9:30.
You're old, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't you sleep less when you get the older you get?
But what I'm thinking is if you put those two blocks of sleep together, that's a normal amount of sleep.
Yeah.
I've just got this huge, great big gap in the middle. So get up and have a water.
What do you do?
Then I have a wee.
Oh, good.
And then I lie back in bed and I'm literally wide awake, and then I start thinking about all the stuff that annoys me, and then I stay awake.
Oh, the roads.
It is. All the things that are shitting me.
The roads.
I think of.
The tunnel.
And then, exactly. And then I can't go back to sleep.
I'll tell you what, Jim. I reckon 40% of Australians can't sleep or don't sleep
properly. Well enough.
So if there's a doctor out there or a sleep person or whatever, don't you come up with something? Because it's a big worry. It's a big concern.
So here's the thing. And this is why I brought you in, Hose, because of course you're a magnificent part of the fairer sex, is I say to Lisa when I'm wide awake at 4:35 in the morning, I say to her, I need a cuddle. Because if you give me a cuddle, then I'll go to sleep.
What does that mean?
What sort of cuddle?
You don't have to go straight to the stupid place.
No.
Just arms around, spoon.
You need to be comforted.
Yes. And she goes, this time of year, it's hot.
Too hot.
go away.
That's what she says.
Yeah. It's too hot.
But Hose, I think she's got a responsibility to get me back to sleep with a cuddle.
I would get you Finnegan and tell you to shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Finnegan's exactly. What kids have.
Yeah, but double Jim, dose or something.
You can't have a cuddle.
Yes, you can.
And spoon.
Well, no, because then I go straight to sleep.
But do you?
Do you wake her up to let her know that you can't sleep?
Or is she awake?
Or what, how does this happen?
No, she's asleep.
And you wake her up to go, I can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
Oh, well, don't do that. She's asleep.
No wonder you're not getting a cuddle.
Yeah.
Hose.
You'll never get a cuddle again.
I brought you in here because I need you to explain to me how I can fix this problem. What would you do if you're... Not, I can't say better half. If your man woke you up at 4 in the morning...
Well, he does.
For a cuddle.
I'll tell him to f*** off.
Basically what I'm getting.
Yeah,
it's not helping.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. You need to go to another room and leave Lisa to her sleep.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And just have stop ruminating.
Have a sleeping room.
Jim? Well, I've got to call my bedroom.
No, no. Get out of the bed. Let her have her sleep and you have a sleep
Go
over
to the
here.
Couch, watch some telly.
But then I feel like if I do that, I'm not going to get back to sleep again ever.
Well, go and talk to someone.
At 4 in the morning in my own house.
He reckons he can have a, not cuddle, a cuddle and a spoon.
Yeah, I do. And then as soon as that happens, I go
Guess
straight
where
back
that
to
leads.
Sleep.
It only leads one way.
She goes to sleep and James is left frustrated again.
Oh, she haven't helped me one bit.
No, I know.
I'm glad I'm not tapping you on the shoulder. off.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's when he was at his best, Roscoe, wasn't he? He was fired up.
Truculent.
Yeah, truculent.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Gunter Steiner.
Mm. Gunter!
Ahead of the Aussie GP, of course. That man's a star.
Used to work for Haas.
The Haas team boss. So that's good. And also, little Jay-Z. Ooh. And I'm going to have a piece here. He's got nice slabs of smart ass attached to him at the moment, Jay-Z.
I like
and
him.
I need to give him a little clip.
I like
Just
him.
Keep him in his lane.
I like him.
At the moment.
Just swimming outside.
Well, I think he is. And there might be a big shark coming at him. And they'll eat his chubby guts.
No, big
old chomp on his big fat ass. So, looking forward to Jay-Z in tomorrow. No, we love Jay-Z. Yeah. Everyone knows we love Jay-Z and Gunter Steiner. So that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Now to finish this show.
Yes. With a beauty.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Is looking at a dog taking a poo out the window. God.
And at least the girl's picking it up.
Of course she is.
It's Rover. Oh, no, Rover, you haven't.
Oh, no.
Well, Jim.
Let's get Dermot's mates in to tell us the story.
Dermot was there. His mate. Yeah. Jeez, he makes stuff up, Dermot.
He listens to the show.
Yeah, he does, and he'll club you, and I look forward to it.
All right. I'd club him. I just got over my addiction to chocolates, to marshmallows, and to nuts, Jim. I won't lie. It was a rocky road.
I'm getting the camera there.
It was a rocky road, Jim.
Fat.
It's good.
That's not up to Metropolitan Drive radio standards.
Aubrey, mate.
Got another one? You soon will be Aubrey.
Aubrey Wodonga.
Aubrey. Yeah, it's like only getting one thing.
Nah.
Rocky
road. I've been generous. It's actually a nice little family joke. What are you doing? He's probably cracked it. Cops, man.
The bomb came out. That's rubbish.
Wodonga and Aubrey.
Wodonga and Aubrey.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.